if we could go back to plate 5 for just a minute. We didn't get a chance really to discuss the features of that face.
I am there.
And what we've done in the book is compare that facial structure, which is actually just a half of a face, as Bill had mentioned. And the Olmec and the Maya also produced these not only bifurcated two-faced masks, they also produced half-faced masks. Now, these masks weren't profiles. They were partial faces, just split right down the middle. And this was a technique called cut in half.
Mm-hmm.
A similar structure was found right here on Earth. A huge, gigantic half-faced geoglyph was discovered back in 2001 in Caral, Peru, that dated to before 2500 BC.
Now, this mirrored flip, is it exactly the way it is with the two pieces flipped back to back, or have you enhanced it a little bit?
We don't enhance any of the images in the book.
Okay.
We use all of the images from JPL, which were free to use, and basically we're using NASA's own images to show this.
We do adjust the contrast.
Okay. Well, it is. I'll tell you what. Plate 5, when you look at the mirrored flip, looks very, very strange. I mean, this looks like a bearded figure to me, of a face. You can clearly see the eyes. You can clearly see the nose.
Well, he has a chin guard and those braids going down the side. Those are that's actually a serpent.
Yes. Now, what is that around his head? Is that like a halo or an aura? What do you think that is?
Bill believes that this depicts Quetzalcoatl emerging out of water. There's like the. It looks very much like there's his face is coming out of the water.
I hate to say this too, only because of the similarities. But I mean, this face looks a little bit like the biblical pictures I've seen of Jesus. It looks almost like the Shroud of Turin a little bit, doesn't it?
A lot of people have compared it to that.
Which is pretty strange all by itself.
Well, it just shows the power of these type of images, which a lot of people bring their own personal, you know, feelings and past experiences into these. We try to look at these point by point and just follow the data, and we notice that there's just all this symbolism in these images.
Okay, you know how sometimes you can look at some clouds and you can make out what you think is, oh, there's a puppy, or here's something that looks like a bird, or you look at the bark of a tree and you can say, look, that looks almost like a face. Is that what we're looking at here, or is it something really more thought out?
Can I comment on
absolutely
that?
Jump sure. In anytime, you two.
What we have found here is a consistent symbolism. It's redundant. It's repeated over and over again, not just in the fact that we can we have about well over 24 images here that we compare to Mesoamerican art and sculpture. So that right there says that statistically it's impossible for one to just be seeing abstract things and making something out of them, because we found these images on Mars fairly quickly over the first year of our research. The Mayan or the Mesoamerican connections to them we found over time after that. We didn't go looking for, you know, let's match this and let's match that. It just it was there.
How big would this structure on plate 5 be?
The actual head itself, from the chin to the top of the helmet, is about 3/4 mile.
Okay, so it's absolutely huge. In terms of structures, I don't think we have anything on this planet quite that size, do we? Man-made?
Well, some of the Nazca lines could be. I'm not exactly sure how big they are, but some of those Nazca line images are quite large.
Are these things, though, carved out of stone? Is that what we're looking at here?
Well, some of them are somewhat carved, and some of them are more like mosaics, where they're just pieces of rocks put in certain positions
on flat land.
So that when you're looking at them from orbits or from above,
yes,
it makes an image. When you get too close, it disappears, just like you're looking at a mosaic. I would say that this particular one in plate 5 if you're looking at the half face there on the left, it looks like it's been carved out of the side of the rock because there's no disturbance above it, no disturbance beside it on either side. So it and all the different geometric shapes, it definitely looks like it was carved.
Were you shocked when you put this into a mirrored flip?
Yes, well, I could say that, you know, after a period of time, the shock value kind of wore off because from the very beginning it was kind of one shock after another.
It's like a code.
You get a little numb after a while.
Right, and we should point out that this Viking image was found around the main city pyramid.
Yes.
In the Sidonia area. And this the apron of this pyramid has these half pictographs all the way around. So this was just one of the pictographs that was found on the apron area of the main pyramid at Sidonia.
How close?
And the other interesting thing is that each of these pictographs are intimately related with the other through Mesoamerican mythologies.
Okay, tell me a little bit about that.
Bill?
The connection between the images?
The
around the apron of the main pyramid where the Viking is, and then we have the water lily jaguar, and then we have the image of the admiral.
Because they've all got to be related somehow, right?
Yes, well, we found that these images seem to be depicting the Maya creation myths, and there's a constant theme of death and resurrection. And it's some of it may be a bit suggestive that we have pointed out in our book, but some of it is very, very plain and very easy to see. That message of death and resurrection seems to be repeated over and over again. The images around the main pyramid are connected to the Maya gods, which we think are all basically different aspects of one person or one being.
Do you think the Mayans might have been descendants of Martians?
No.
You do not?
No. And this is one problem we've initially encountered, is that people think that we're saying that the Maya were from Mars or the Maya went to Mars and built these. That isn't the case at all. It's Earth has a, well, let's say the Maya believe that we're in the fifth sun, the fifth age of man, and so do the Buddhists also believe we're in the fifth age of man. And we've been finding here in Sidonia overlapping symbolism between Mesoamerica, Egypt, Mesopotamia, and Asia, and especially Buddhist and Hindu mythology. But the idea that they were created by the Maya is not true. I think that there was a civilization, a high civilization on Earth that disappeared, and the Maya had the remnants of it and built their religious mythology about that.
So what are we dealing with, though? Two separate incidents of civilizations, one on Mars, what we had here on Earth at the time? I mean, it's too coincidental, a word that I don't believe in, that we would have similar things on two planets so close together.
Right. Well, we get into a lot of speculation at this point in trying to figure out what happened. However, independent research done by Zachariah Sitchin, he discusses the idea that the Anunnaki brought the black-headed people down to South America and instigated the Olmec and the Maya civilizations. So possibly that could be how they had this whole matrix of all this similar iconography with the bifurcated mask and things like that.